We find ourselves in Parshas Kedeshim, which will be read in this upcoming Shabbos in Birtz Hashem. This brings to mind an event which took place 70 years ago on this very Shabbos Parshas Kedeshim, Tovshin Yudalet 1954. It was then at the Fabrengen that the Rebbe spoke and elaborated on the Nigne Zheritze Chlopzi, which means we shouldn't worry, but we're going to get to the inn, and then we'll be able to take off the load which we're carrying on ourselves and make our life easier. And right after that sicha, the Rebbe continues that although we are already in the present, in a spiritual sense, accomplishing what we need to accomplish in Torah mitzvahs, and eventually we will see it in a revealed manner, which is when we will get to the inn, as it is used in the parable. But at this point, while we're still on the road, everything is concealed. And therefore, we don't see these things in a revealed manner. So the question is, how could there be simcha? How could there be joy? So the Rebbe continues that the eitzah for this is tzimoy and thirst. When there is a thirst, a yearning for the revelation of godliness, this tzimoy, this thirst, brings a partial relief because it picks up the person to a level to which he is thirsty. And as the Baal Shem Tov says, where the will of a person is, this is where he is found. And the Rebbe continues that this is what David HaMelech says, Tzom alecho nafshi, kom alecho b'sori. That he says to Hashem, I'm thirsty to you. I'm yearning. My flesh is yearning. And came b'kedesh chazisicha. And as the Alter Rebbe explained in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, came b'kedesh chazisicha means halavai, in the same sense that I'm yearning now for godliness, likewise, I should have that yearning also when I find myself in a spiritual satisfaction. On the other hand, already, while a person finds himself in a very low level, but through this thirst, the person is uplifted to a higher level. And then the Rebbe concludes the Sikha and says that there is a Nigun of the Alter Rebbe on this verse, Tzom alecho nafshi, and the Rebbe asked to sing the Nigun. The people present at the Fabrengen did not know the Nigun. One of the people present began singing a Nigun on this Pasik, and after he finished, the Rebbe said, this is not the Nigun of the Alter Rebbe. And then a segment of the audience began singing another Nigun on this Pasik. And after they finished it, the Rebbe asked, is there someone that knows another Nigun? Which means a third Nigun. Somebody got up and began singing another Nigun. Noker reka oya. And the end, the words are Tzom alecho nafshi. But also after he concluded the Nigun, the Rebbe continued asking if there is someone that knows a fourth Nigun on these words. But no one responded. And then the moment came. The Rebbe leaned on his Yodi HaKdesha, on his hand, and he began singing B'dveikus, Tzom alecho nafshi, kom alecho b'sori. As understood that the audience did not know this Nigun, and the Rebbe repeated this Nigun a number of times. And after that, the Rebbe requested that everybody should join in singing the Nigun. But the call, the audience were not yet successful to absorb this Nigun. The Rebbe then turned to the Bacharim to help, but also they did not really grasp the Nigun yet. And the Rebbe again sang the Nigun. And then the Rebbe continued in the fourth sicha, speaking about the teichen of the nigun. And the Rebbe asked, but what does one do when there is no thirst? There's no attraction and request to see godliness, to connect to godliness. So the Rebbe says, this is what we ask, Berachamecha harabim rachem aleinu, with your great mercy, you should have mercy on us. Because the person himself doesn't realize how much mercy he needs. And after the Maimer, an additional Sichas, the Rebbe again asked they should sing this, the Nigun Tzomel Chonafshi, since they didn't really have it yet perfectly absorbed. The Rebbe then sang the Nigun a few additional times, and before he began singing the Nigun, the Rebbe related that the previous Rebbe once said that he won't be particular on a 16th note of the musical notes. And the Rebbe says, and now I will not be particular even in regards to an eighth of a note. One of the people present said that part of the Nigun, which is the verse Kein Bakedesh, the audience is already familiar with it. They know that section of the Nigun. But immediately someone silenced him, and the Rebbe then said that he is saying Kein Bakedesh, that they already know this section, and you're telling him to remain silent. After one of the people present began singing the Nigun again, but still with some errors, the Rebbe smiled and sang the Nigun an additional number of times. And after that, the Rebbe added, I tried my best. When the Chassidim were singing the Nigun, the Rebbe was, if needed, he would enter corrections. And after that, the Rebbe explained what is the contents of the Nigun. The Nigun fully till the third section is in a mode of elevation, uplifting oneself from the environment around him. The first two tnuas, including the Kein Bakedesh, is basically an expression of thirst, yearning, request. Halevai Bakedesh Chazisicha, that hoping already that he will be able to connect to Elikus. And therefore the tnuas are very smooth, without a polish, without a crease, as it is a request which comes with a certain sincerity. On the other hand, the third section, the words Kein Bakedesh, is already another phase, and that is Kein means yes, yes Bakedesh, which this was the first Nigun that the Rebbe taught Chassidim. We will, in Mirzah Hashem, continue in the next installment.